Oh, baby, today is a really interesting one. This post is called Why High Achievers Struggle with Excellence. This is a fun one. I work with a lot of people that are like at the top of their game, and one of the things that always come up is this feeling of like insecurity and doubt, and it's never good enough. And how many of you guys feel like it's just like whatever you do, you're always pushing yourself, and you just can't seem to, feel like it's enough. So what we end up doing is this. I was meeting with somebody today, and it becomes this self-fulfilling prophecy because we say, oh, well, we're afraid it's not going to be good enough, and then what do? We do nothing. And so this is something that anybody I talk to, whether they're a high performer as an athlete, an executive, an entrepreneur, fitness, whatever it is, they struggle with this. And so that's what today's post is about. It's called Why High Achievers Struggle with Excellence. So let's get started. Why do so many amazingly talented people not live up to their true potential? Why do high achievers struggle with their mindset and breaking through next level barriers? A few years ago, I read an excellent Harvard Business Review article called The Paradox of Excellence, which illustrated this phenomenon around high achievers often let performance anxiety actually derail their forward progress. It got me thinking. It got me thinking about how I can help high achievers remove some of the cognitive constraints that hold them back. Now, if you've had success in the past and are one of those high achievers, you will completely understand what I'm talking about. The other day, I discussed the comfort zone and making tough decisions. Now, high achievers often shy away from pushing their comfort zone and taking on new projects that will truly test their abilities. This often comes from our inherent vulnerability, the need to preserve our image and ego, and the desire to maintain control. Now, because of this need, this fear to control and maintain our ego, often high achievers, they refuse to stretch, won't ask for help, and are willing to risk their own personal development. Does this sound familiar to you? Many high performers would rather do the wrong thing well than do the right thing poorly. That's crazy. I'm gonna take a step back from there, and I think I can relate to this, and maybe you can relate to it too. Is how many times do we say, I'd love to do that new project, or I'd love to take on that new business, or meet that new customer, but I don't want to screw it up. So what do? We do nothing. Right? Whereas there's all these other people that are just willing to risk it and wing it and go for it, that are getting results, and we go, man, we could do way better than them. But when we do nothing, guess what? Nothing happens, okay? So that's my side note. Now, the Harvard Business Review article outlines some characteristics of a typical high achiever. See if this is like you. Driven to get results. Achievers don't let anything stop them, but they can get so caught up in tasks that providing transparency to colleagues or helping others feels like a waste of valuable time. Does that sound right? High achievers are a doer. Achievers believe, often rightly, that nobody can do it as well as they can, that they can make, this makes them poor delegators or micromanagers. They're highly motivated. Achievers take all aspects of their job seriously, but that means they often fail to distinguish between the urgent and the merely important. Craving of positive feedback. Achievers care intensely about how others view their work, but they tend to ignore positive feedback and obsess over criticism. They're competitive. An appetite for competition is healthy, but achievers obsessively compare themselves with others, which can lead to a chronic sense of insufficiency, false calibrations, and ultimately career missteps. They're passionate about their work. Intense highs can give way to crippling lows. For achievers, it's a fine line between triumph and agony. A safe risk taker. Achievers aren't likely to recklessly bet the company on a risky move, but they may shy away from the unknown. They're guilt-ridden. Achievers are driven to produce, but no matter how much they accomplish, they feel like they aren't doing enough. Right? This article gives some great advice on how to deal with this issue, such as putting the past behind you and using your support network. But the best suggestion was high achievers need to become more vulnerable. Now, I'll share with you is the best lesson I've ever learned personally in the past few years is that it's okay to be vulnerable. In fact, to stretch and grow, you should absolutely spend some time learning to be vulnerable. The ability to ask for help, admit you don't understand something, and confessing mistakes should be a set of values that high achievers completely embrace. A few things happen when you embrace that vulnerability. Well, one, you create mental freedom. You free up excess mental space in your head because you remove the worrisome thought patterns. It's liberating to not have to always be perfect. By allowing yourself to admit that when you don't know something or apologize for an action, you remove that entire secondary game we all play in our heads to try and protect ourselves from danger, and you actually regain focus on what matters. Almost without exception, overwhelming feelings of insecurity are in our own minds. Now, how many of you feel like that? Like you need to be a superhero? Like you need to really stand up and be perfect at what you do? And so what we do is we get so stressed out about that. The mental freedom that being vulnerable creates is absolutely super powerful. The other thing vulnerability does is empowerment of others. Sometimes it's tough to be vulnerable because it feels like perhaps a selfish thing. So make it about how you can help others. This is one thing that a lot of high performers struggle with is when we're vulnerable, it looks like it's not a strength, right? But it is a strength. High achievers have others that look up to them. When you don't show any weakness, you perpetuate this inauthentic concept of perfection and actually cause others to have increased anxiety. Think about that. The best leaders or speakers, they demonstrate their vulnerability in some way. And when they do, their audience becomes far more free as well. So lead by example. If you're a high achiever, it's most likely that your peers are also high achievers. Take the bold step of being vulnerable and send a powerful message to your peers, inviting them to do the same. Some other things it does is faster innovation. To innovate properly, you need to be willing to take risks and try new things. By removing the vulnerability factor, you unleash yourself and try and fail while being happy in the moment. Granted, high achievers take calculated risks, but when you remove the fear, you create absolutely faster innovation that's unencumbered by fear and ego. You also get healthier collaboration. When you lead others and demonstrate your vulnerability, you create an atmosphere of honest dialogue with more deeper, meaningful conversations. Just like in any relationship, admitting you don't know something or that you're wrong actually is a sign of strength. Be able to say to an analyst, "I'm sorry, but this is not a comfortable area for me. Could you explain those terms and go slower?" Or, "I'm not getting this. Could you please explain again the product you've created?" Right? Allow yourself and those around you to speak freely. Only from this kind of true effective communication can you build a real baseline. From there, you have the right place to begin growth and development. When the environment is one of posturing and false identities, you never quite know where people stand. Create a new normal where people feel safe to discuss the real issues, ask genuine questions, and be true to themselves. Now imagine the possibilities when your meetings are predicated on absolute trust. And be grateful when others show vulnerability. You have successfully created a cultural shift. So forget about your ego and be more vulnerable. If you're looking for motivation, make it a priority as high achievers to develop that as a new skill. Be the best at being vulnerable. How about that? I'm going to continue further with this topic in the next few weeks, more insights for high achievers, but I'd love to know more what areas you struggle in and what topics are near and dear to your heart. So email me with your thoughts. And so this week, seek out those opportunities to be vulnerable and see how people respond. And any comments you have, post them below. And remember to like and share this. That's it for this one. It's something that is really exciting. When you start to learn how to be more vulnerable, for me, it's about checking my ego and letting people know when I don't know something. And then all of a sudden, everybody sort of goes on this journey together. So it's a very powerful tool. So, make your comments and feel free to expand on this topic, but be more vulnerable, continue to kick butt and be a high achiever, but help empower others and create a better communication. So we'll talk to you soon. Hope you enjoyed this one.